Good morning. Pastor Schaefer here. It is Monday morning, the day after Mother's Day. Raining, but it's going to clear up, and I think we're going to have some good weather in the next couple days. I don't have any additional information on Deborah other than what I have texted you, so we need to keep praying for her. And, I was thinking about what to preach on today or for our study. What I'd like to do is talk about unbelief. Actually, before I get into that, yesterday we did an experiment over at the church. I did a live stream on Facebook, and I'm going to have to do some tweaking for the next time we do it. I discovered that the audio wasn't that good, and we had some problems even with the video, but we got it going. So there's a link to it up on our church's website, and you can listen to that. I saved it. And we'll try again next week. Hopefully we'll do better. All right, we're going to be talking about unbelief, which is a big problem today with people. Most people, as we know, are not going to trust Jesus Christ as their Savior. They're going to be trusting in other things. So what does the Bible say about unbelief? Well, Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Unbelief. 1 Corinthians 1:18. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. Now that's a powerful verse. What it's saying is, people consider what we believe to be foolishness. Most people do. They don't believe that Christ coming and dying on Calvary's cross, that exclusively believing in what he did on the cross will get a person to heaven. They think that's foolishness. Instead, they have their religion and their system that they follow. They think that they're a good person and their good's going to outweigh their bad on some kind of a scale, and hopefully they'll make it to heaven. That is not what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches that we need to place our faith and trust in Jesus Christ alone. He died on Calvary's cross for us. And so looking at that verse again, where it talks about the cross, 1 Corinthians 1:18, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. So the preaching of the cross is powerful. That's what got me saved. Someone came to me, my wife, gave me the gospel, told me about how Jesus came and died and was buried and rose again from the grave, and that what he did on the cross paid for the sins of the whole world, and I needed to receive him as my Savior to get that payment paid to my sin account so that I would not go to hell. All right, Luke chapter 13, verse 34. This is Jesus saying this to the Jews. He says, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, which killest the prophets, and stonest them that are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together as a hen doth gather her brood under her wings, and ye would not. Ye would not. And that's how it is for most people. They will not trust Christ as their Savior. 2 Corinthians 6:14, Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness? And so unbelievers are completely different than those who are saved. They're living in a completely different sphere of life. And so as Christians, we're not to be yoked together with people that don't believe. John chapter 8, verse 24. I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins. For if you believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. This is Jesus telling the Jews that if they don't believe that he's their Messiah, that he is going to pay for their sins on Calvary's cross, they're going to die in their sins. This is what he says. All right, 1 John 5:10. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. So, if you believe on the Son of God, if you're And believing on means to rely upon. Put your faith in. Put your trust in. Rely on what Christ did on Calvary's cross. Let me read that again. He that believeth on the Son of God hath a witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar. You're making God a liar if you don't believe in what Christ did for you on the cross, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. Revelation 21:8 talks about the fate of people who don't believe. But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. That's the eventual destination of people who don't believe. Hebrews 12:25. See that you refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven. There's no escape if you're going to turn away from God. Okay, Hebrews 11:6. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. The Bible teaches that we're saved by grace through faith, through believing, not through doing anything like good works or sacraments or communion or baptism or any of that stuff. Those things don't save us. They don't earn grace for us so that hopefully we'll go to heaven. No, it has to do with faith. You've got to trash all that thinking and put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ alone. That's what saves. Okay, I have one more verse for you. John 12:48. This is a very powerful verse. John chapter 12, verse 48. This is what Jesus says. He that rejecteth me, he says, and receiveth not my words, hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. Very dangerous to reject the Lord Jesus Christ. If you reject this whole idea that Christ came to die for you on the cross, and you need to put your faith and trust in him, not in religion, not in our church, not in me, not in religion. If you're going to reject Christ, then God's word will judge you. You'll end up in hell because you rejected what Christ did for you on the cross. You think that you need to do something in order to go to heaven. You need to be baptized. You need to take communion. You need to be confirmed. You need to go to confession and all these religious things. I used to be caught up in all that. None of those things will get you to heaven. Christ alone, he did all the work on the cross. He paid for your sins. That's what gets people into heaven. And so today we're talking about unbelief. And most people aren't going to believe this message. They're going to say that it's foolishness, and they're going to keep going their own way, and they'll never put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ alone. And that is very sad. But some will. I hope you're one of the ones that will. You know, right now, you can go to the Lord Jesus, tell him you're sorry for your sin, and ask him to come into your life and save you. That's what I did in December of 1978. People that know me from when I was very young know that I'm completely different now than I was back then, believe me. And you can't deny that. I have a changed life, not because of me, because of God, because he saved me. The Holy Spirit now lives inside of me, and I'm completely different. That's what happens when we put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ alone. Let's go to the Lord in prayer, and I also want to pray once again for Deborah. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the simplicity of the gospel message. Thank you, Lord, that your Son was willing to come to this earth and take on flesh in Mary's womb. God became the God-man, and he lived a sinless life and willingly, purposely went to Calvary's cross to become a human sacrifice for sin. He paid for the sins of the world. He paid for my sins, my terrible sins. And because I trusted Jesus Christ as my Savior, and I trusted what he did on the cross, and I no longer trust those other things, the Bible teaches that now I'm guaranteed to go to heaven. I'm saved. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's a promise in the Bible. And so, Lord, I pray that anyone who's listening, if they're not saved today, that they would make that decision to trust Christ as their Savior. And I think of Deborah, Lord, and we pray for her that you would heal her body. We're thankful that she's doing a little better. We pray that she'd get off the ventilator very soon. Also, I pray for her husband, Lord. Pray that he would be home now from the hospital. And just be with that family. They've just been through so much, losing their grandfather to COVID. And now their mom. So, and their mom being very sick. So we just pray, Lord, that you'd put your loving arms around that family. We ask it now in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, have a great day. And try to enjoy. The flowers are starting to bloom. The trees are starting to come out. Take a walk. Get outside. And make this an enjoyable time. Spend time with your family. And I'll be talking to you tomorrow. God bless. Goodbye.